Du 21 au 23 juillet, c'est la 31e édition du Festival de Néoul. Pour fêter ces trois jours incroyables, Radioactive réalise une série de podcasts.
Hello everybody, still Juju on Radioactive and I'm with a great name, a great legend of reggae music, David Innes from Steel Pulse. We are in Néoul. This is great. Do you like the place?
Bonsoir Néoul. Yes, I am loving the place. It's the countryside. It reminds me of the Caribbean. And I always love the south part of France.
Do you feel good vibes here?
Good vibes in the south part of France. Always, especially in the summer.
Yeah. What do you think about the team of volunteers? Because we're all volunteers in this fest.
I wasn't aware that there was a team of volunteers, but from what I see, the hospitality has been very, very much welcoming so far.
You began making music with Steel Pulse in 1975 in Birmingham. So was it more difficult than in London, for example?
It was more difficult forming a band in Birmingham than London because, one, there was no record labels to recognize you. Two, there was not as many clubs where we could have featured ourselves. And London was a more cosmopolitan place. I had a lot more circulation of black clubs, nightclubs. And there was a lot more, it's a big city. And the second, you know, city will have far less things, less influence, less different types of high caliber musicians passing through. You know, you'd find like Diana Ross would come to London for business, but she would not come to Birmingham. Why? Things like that, for example. So that was this advantage of setting a band up in Birmingham. We didn't have the commercial exposure that one would have coming from London.
You were great on stage.
Yes, that took a lot of trying to be creative. It took a lot of trying to be different than what is normally out there and trying to also make a good impression that one goes away and they remember you for that. So this is why we sort of stepped up and made more of a big situation of our stage presentation because we wanted to be recognized different in the sound and also different visually.
It was happening a lot of things in London, but Birmingham it was more difficult.
Yeah, that's right.
So you made the first part of Bob Marley in 1978. Do you know he did one of his last concerts in Toulon, just near here?
Okay, what year was that?
So it was 26th of June in 1980.
Okay, I didn't know that, I wasn't aware of that.
It was a great concert in a stadium.
The last show we saw of him was in Crystal Palace, London. That was in 1980 as well. And I remember it because he was performing in front of a huge lake and lots of people were jumping inside the lake and dancing to the reggae music at the same time. So that's why I remember it.
You did a lot of albums. You got a Grammy. What is your preferite?
Favorite what?
Yeah, favorite album, for example.
My favorite album at this moment is the current one that we're working on, what we've released, which is Mass Manipulation. I think it's my favorite. But outside of that, I like True Democracy and I like Living Legacy. Hands of Revolution, yes, will always be a nostalgic thing for me. But the way I feel, it was an album that introduced us to the world, but I did not think we were mature enough to really exercise the music the way we really could have, if it's what I'm saying. Although everything's for a reason. So I give it that recognition for the fact that it gave us a chance to be introduced to the world. But when I listen back on it, I say, if only, if only, if only.
And try and try, try and try again.
That's right.
That was a great song too, Ku Klux Klan. You were fighting at that time already.
Right. We were fighting against racism in England at the time because during that period of time in the 70s, there was an entity called the National Front, which was...
Got the same in French.
Right, yes, I think Marie Le Pen.
Oh, yeah, well, I hate her.
All right, the equivalent to Marie Le Pen back in the 70s was an individual called Enoch Powell. He was the head of the Conservative Party, but was very much in support of the National Front. And it was all about not recognizing the rights of minorities and all about minorities returning back to, you know, their countries, whether it's the Caribbean or Africa or parts of Asia, you know. So we were fighting against the racism that was happening at the time in England. And we were also fighting against the incarcerations of many blacks that were born in Britain at the time. And we were fighting against a negative educational system that did not teach us what we thought we needed to know. We were fighting against, you know, the mere fact that we could not get work, the first to be fired and the last to be hired, that kind of thing. So those are the things that was Steel Pulse was trying to bring to light when we recorded the end of the album, Hands With Revolution.
In Mass Manipulation, first, the name of this album shows us.
Yes, that's right. And we're living in a mass manipulated world right now. Whether it's positive or negative, we've been manipulated. And the way things happened after we completed the album and COVID came out, I ask myself if we should have called the album Mask Manipulation. If you see what I'm saying? Because the whole world started to wear a mask from then on. But we recognize with all the situations that's happened over the past 20 years, especially since the bombing of the World Trade Center in America and, you know, the likes of Osama bin Laden, that the people, ordinary people, were the ones, or are the ones, that are going to take charge of a situation and not the government like how it used to be. A good example is what you saw what happened in England with the Prime Minister that just got kicked out of power. You know, it was the pressure of the people that says no more, no more. And it worked. And a few years before that, we had a politician that went out there along with the American leader talking about weapons of mass destruction against Iraq. And before you know it, the truth be known, there was no weapons of mass destruction. And once the British people learned of that, that they were lied to by people that they put their trust in, they want them out. So what's going on right now with the removal of this Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, it is really showing society, and I'm hoping it's showing society all over the world, that you can make a difference in your destiny now. You can make a difference who comes into power, who stays, and why. And not the government and their arms artillery to suppress you. That like what's happening in many countries. So mass manipulation is basically about telling the people you've got more power than what you really think. And the oisting out or the resignation of Boris Johnson is a good example of that, because the people piled the pressure onto his cabinet ministers to say, yo, we have had enough of you. Go, allez, dépêche-toi, très vite. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You've got a song also called Human Trafficking.
Yes, yes.
It's really difficult to fight against this.
Yeah, that's another thing that I found very strange. I was asked to write that particular song for an album, which was songs that were about things along those lines. And at that time, the human trafficking as a subject matter was not in the news. It was not news media fodder. It was not news media for the world to recognize. So after writing that song and then to realize that that song is speaking before it's been really announced by the news media, I feel very proud of that. And to know that there's still slavery happening today, it's like, it's mind-boggling to realize that what we associate as slavery that took place in the 1600s till the, you know, the mid-1800s is still going on today. You know, a lot of time the chains have been removed, but people are confined in such environments where they have no choice but to keep on working. And to know that now it's been exposed, we've seen a situation where we had Jeffrey Epstein, for example, you know, sex trafficking and all that kind of stuff. So once again, the people are exposing the situation and making and getting results of their labor. We're now seeing that no matter how rich you are, we've got the power because there's more of us that are poor, but there's more of us that can make a change in your life. And that's what's happening with these oligarchs and these people that are in high society. They're realizing now for the first time that their money cannot help them.
Well, there are also songs like Justice and Jenna, yeah. Thank You, Thanks the Rebel, Stop You Coming and Come, Rise, Rise. People have to rise.
Yeah, that's why when I did the album, there was about 3 songs that were written finally before the album was completed, because there was about 12 songs there, and I'm listening and I'm saying, the album does not sound complete to me. I need to have a statement that is more in keep with what's going on with society, up to date, and also have a solution to why you think things are the way they are. And this is why we looked at Higher Love, Rasta Love as one of the last songs written on the album. Rise was also one of the songs that was one of the last songs written on the album. And World Gone Mad was another song that was one of the last songs written on the album.
Completely mad.
Completely, yeah, so it's gone mad, as you can see. You see what I'm saying? Rise, we're talking about people, you know, using, exercising their human rights. And then Higher Love now, it's really about higher love, because we're always talking about love and nothing happens. So we've gone into another realm of higher love. And we know what Rastafarian love has always been about. It's about universal love, where we love each other, honor the earth that we get food from, and all that kind of stuff. And looking for justice and equality. And this is why I chose Higher Love, although it's not, you know, although it was written by someone else originally, and I adapted some of the lyrics to suit the situation. And I thought it was necessary to have that album with a song that left us with hope.
Who the hell do they think I am? Give me food from the pot bottom. Give me scrap from them table. Am I not desperate or disabled? In this land we live with doggy dog. I said the whole of them are gone like hog. A simple thing we make we jump and back. I grab a licious like a harbor shark. Cry blood.
Did a video clip for a song called Cry Cry Blood. What is in this video clip?
Well, the story behind the video, really, we filmed the video. I think you've seen the video. It was filmed in Jamaica at a place called Pinnacle, which is a district in Jamaica that was owned by the very first Rasta man back in the 1930s and 40s. And we decided to film it there for just out of honor of the Rastafarian community and knowing how it started. But the song was really about us as a people to try and stop fighting amongst ourselves out of things that really don't matter. And for example, the Rastafarian community, you know, might be angry when I say this, but they cannot say it is not true, if you see what I'm saying, where we are different factions. There's Bobo Shanti, there's Judah Coptic, there's Ethiopian World Federation, there's 12 Tribe, there's Naya Bingi, there's all these orders. And there's, although there's unity, there's also little petty discrepancies really don't matter in a whole scheme of things. And I wrote this song after I reflected on me going to Panama about 13 years ago when I went to Panama. And there was a huge Rastafarian conference there. I've never seen so many Rasta men from all over the world in my life, right there in Panama. And I remember us sitting in a room, some of us, because there was so much people at the conference, was like, yo. But there was a faction where we sat in a room, and that for the first time I was learning that there was a problem with the way the Ethiopian flag was, where the flag, if you know it, has the red on the bottom and the green on top and the yellow in the middle with a lion. And you have another faction of Rastafarians saying, no, it's a green supposed to be on the bottom because the green represents the land and we walk on land. But the other faction of Rastafarians are saying, well, we're going what Haile Selassie said. If he says red, we say red on the bottom. And this is why I put that part in the song. I say, be careful of the flag now. Don't put the lion on its back now. Because if you turn the flag upside down, the lion will be on its back. And this is why I wrote Cry, Cry Blood, because I'm saying, when we're going to wake up, yes, we need a shake up. Let's kiss and make up or take advantage, or there's going to be disadvantage to this breakup. Because the whole world is taking advantage while we stand aside and look. It's prophesied we'll rise again. Just take a second look. So I'm crying because I'm seeing that we are engaging in situations that really don't matter. Okay?
Okay. Very good. Are you working on your new album?
I'm not working on a new album per se. Well, what I've been doing is putting down one or two ideas. And I, you know, put one or two little lyrics here, one or two little melodies, and say, oh yes, I can use that later. Mass Manipulation was released in mid-2019. We tried to exercise it by touring the United States. And as it was getting momentum, COVID came in. So it stagnated the exposure of that album. So what we've been trying to do now while we're on a tour in the US, a very lengthy tour, is to still go out and promote this album until we get the best out of it before we really go and say, put another one out. But in the meantime, we hope to be working on new material. But I also plan to re-record a lot of my songs now because I think it's that time, because it's a new generation that have never heard Steel Pulse, of the Steel Pulse of 40 years ago. And I think some of the songs, especially many songs that are what I find that are still relative, like Rock Against Racism, for example, is still a relative type song because, you know, 40 odd years have rolled on and there's still racism in the world. You could see what's going on in the United States where the country is now divided. There's Brexit in England that started with racism. And let's face it, you know, it's all about, I remember sitting there in New York and seeing someone says, you know, in Britain saying on TV, we got our country back. And I'm saying, what does that mean? So, you know, it's, we think it's time we re-record many songs that still tell stories that are relevant for today.
Steel Ku Klux Klan, I told you.
Klan, maybe I call it another name, but the whole fact of racism and the Klan is still there. So who knows, that will be recorded too.
So you had more than 40 years of career. How do you feel when you look backwards?
I look back and there's times I see, you know, great achievements. And there's times I look back and I says, more could be done. But I do honor and feel blessed, especially when I see youngsters that point out to me that they've been listening to me from the longest time through their parents. And this is why they attend the concerts, because my parents used to play your records all the time in the car, or played all the time at home while they're cleaning or whatever. So I sort of feel that kind of it makes me feel as if what we've achieved as a band has not fallen on, you know, it's that fallen amongst the weeds and thickets, that we built something that was solidified on solid ground, and what we did was not in vain. So that's what I feel pleased about looking back over those years.
The fight is never over.
Right, the fight is never over. I wish it would be over one day, but let's be real, it will never be over.
So this is Neul's first No Time to Rest.
Right.
That was a great interview with me. Thank you, David Inns. Perhaps a last word for Radioactive.
Radioactive, stay active, stay positive. Thank you for your support over the years. Keep supporting the music. We need you more than ever, any time before. All right? And France, nous allons voir, okay? We'll see what will happen in the future. But I thank you very, very, very much from the bottom of my heart. All right? Ja love, ja bless. Respect.
Can find to the backs of the bus.